Derek woke up the next morning to the sound of his alarm clock going off. He was confused because he couldn't remember setting the alarm the night before. He was actually sure that he didn't set the alarm. He just didn't want to admit it to himself. He didn't want to know how the alarm got set. He got up and sat down at the table without thinking about it. He lit up a cigarette and rubbed the sleep out of his eyes. He knew that he was going to have to find the courage to make his call to the city office. He also had another call that he was going to have to make. He really didn't want to. Derek was going to have to call his mom and tell her that he was going to quit his job. Derek knew things wouldn't go well for him if he quit. He knew that his mom would refuse to go back to paying for his motel room. He was going to have another job. And even with another job, it would take a couple of weeks to get a paycheck, and he knew that he couldn't make it that long at the motel. Derek was going to have to get ready for work. Another day at the haunted cemetery, Derek said as he got up out of his chair. Derek put on a pair of blue jeans and a t-shirt. He took his time putting on his shoes. He was going to need something to calm himself down. He was getting nervous just thinking about going into the cemetery. He was trying to think of any reason why he could just stay at the motel. "Hold toughen up," Derek said to himself as he grabbed his keys. He knew that he wouldn't spend much time at the cemetery. There wasn't that much that needed to be done. If there was any work that needed to be done, he could make up an excuse to do it later. The mild, cool breeze took Derek by surprise when he walked out of the motel room. He looked up at the sky and noticed it was cloudy. Derek was glad that he decided to wear pants instead of shorts. He had a feeling that it could rain at any time. Derek started feeling a little bit better as he smoked a cigarette while he drove into town. Derek noticed that the wind had picked up a little bit. When Derek pulled into the cemetery, he noticed that he was the only one there. There wasn't anyone out walking around. Nobody was visiting any graves. He figured that nobody wanted to be out in the weather. Derek actually wished that somebody else was there. He didn't want to be alone in the cemetery today. Derek was happy once he was inside of the maintenance building. The wind outside was making it chilly, and he had felt weird once he had gotten out of his car. He felt like he wasn't alone and that somebody was close to him. The feeling was so strong it made him feel like running into the building. Derek walked over to the workbench and sat down. It was very quiet inside the building. All he heard was the wind outside. He told himself that he was going to have to bring in a radio for a day like this. He just sat there and smoked a cigarette and listened to the wind. Derek decided to take a cruise around the cemetery. He had gotten bored of sitting at the workbench. He figured that he would take a trash bag with him just in case he saw any trash while he was out driving. He also planned to drive his Camaro instead of the old Ford. He figured he would be more comfortable in his own car. Derek wanted to get out of the old section of the cemetery and go over to the new section. When he thought about the new section of the cemetery, he realized he had never really had any problems over there, except for the time that Charlie had walked out of the woods. Once Derek was over in the new section of the cemetery, he drove past Leonard Patterson's grave. He thought about the day of her funeral. That was the day when Charlie had told him about what would happen if somebody looked into the casket. He knew that that had to be the reason why he had gotten a visit from Kathy Miller. Derek drove around the new section without getting out of his car. He didn't see any trash that needed to be picked up, and he figured that he would check the trash cans on another day. There weren't any cans overflowing with trash, or he would have gotten out of his car. Derek drove back over to the old section of the cemetery and did the same routine over there. The only difference was that he stopped for a moment at the path. He smoked his cigarette while he sat there with his car in park. He still couldn't believe how Charlie was acting the day Charlie and him stood face to face on the path. "He shouldn't have been there himself," Derek said to himself as he looked at the path. Charlie was supposed to be retiring. What business did he have being down there on the path on a weekend? Derek had gotten an urge to go down to the path. He wanted to know what Charlie was doing down there. Derek quickly decided that he had had enough problems with the cemetery, and he did not need to go looking for more. Derek drove back to the maintenance building, and once he got there, he decided that his day was over and that he was going to go back to the motel room. He didn't even want to get out of his car, but he had to lock up the maintenance building. It had started to rain, and Derek just wanted to stay in his car. He told himself to get out and just get it done. That way he could go back to the motel room. Derek just happened to look over in the direction of Kathy Miller's grave. He felt like something was drawing his attention over there. He had spent all morning trying not to pay attention to her grave, but now he decided to walk over there. There was something that he had to get off his chest. The closer that he got to Kathy Miller's grave, the worse that he felt deep down inside. He didn't know if he was crossing the line or not by going to her grave. He didn't want to disrespect her again. He felt like there was something he had to do, though, and he couldn't put it off until another day. Kathy's grave looked the same as the last time that Derek saw it. He noticed that somebody had brought in fresh flowers. The rain had started to come down harder, and his clothes were soaked. The wind was causing him to get goosebumps all over his arms. He didn't know what was making the hair stand up on the back of his neck. Derek tried to push the weather and the uncomfortable feeling to the back of his mind. There was something he had to say, and he wasn't going to feel better until he did. Derek didn't know if it'd make anything any better or not. He figured it was worth a shot, though. He hoped that it wouldn't make things worse. "I don't know if this means anything," Derek started. He looked around to see if anybody was watching. He felt like a fool for talking out loud. Derek continued to speak. "I'm sorry for opening your casket. It was disrespectful. I'm truly sorry." Derek stood there, staring down at the grave. He felt like a fool for talking to himself. He also was feeling like a fool because he was hoping for some kind of a sign. A sign that said that Kathy Miller forgave him. There was just the wind and the rain. He went and got back into his car. He hated having wet clothes on. His seats were going to get all wet now from his clothes. He was going to drive to the motel and change. It was just another crappy day to Derek. Derek changed his clothes as soon as he got back to the motel room. He hoped he wouldn't get sick from the rain. Derek didn't know if what he said at Kathy Miller's grave worked or not. He just hoped he wouldn't get another visit from her ghost. He sat around the room and tried to play guitar for a little while, but he just wasn't getting into playing. He even told himself that he needed to get a life. He thought about calling Rodney, see if he wanted to go out somewhere, take a drive or something. Derek just couldn't get motivated to do anything. He finally got motivated enough to take a shower after he smoked a couple of cigarettes. He made time to shave because he had been putting it off for a while. Then he put on a pair of black sweatpants and some socks. And he stood there and looked at himself in the mirror. Derek thought that he looked a little different, but he didn't know what was different. He had never made it a habit of standing and looking at himself in the mirror. He brushed his teeth while he stood there and thought about what was so different about himself. Derek did call Ronnie once he was out of the bathroom. He lit up a cigarette as he listened to the phone ring. Ronnie finally answered as he was about to ready to hang up. "Yeah," Ronnie answered. Ronnie didn't sound too enthused about having to answer the phone. Derek actually thought about hanging up. He was stressed out. He was going crazy being alone at the motel with his thoughts. "What's going on?" Derek said. "Not much," Ronnie replied. Derek could hear Ronnie light up a cigarette on the other end of the phone. Ronnie explained to Derek that he'd been sitting at the house watching movies with his mom. "I was just wondering if he wanted to do something this weekend," Derek said. "Maybe," Ronnie replied. Rodney did ask if Derek had gotten rid of Bill Jones yet, and Derek said no, he hadn't seen him. Rodney had actually sounded a little disappointed when he replied with okay. "Well, I hate to rush off here," Rodney started. They said goodbye, and Derek went and sat at the table. Derek didn't even know if he could fire Bill, with Charlie still acting like he was in charge. He did know that he would feel better with Rodney working with him, though. That's if Rodney would actually show up to work. He didn't want to think about it, though. Derek didn't need the extra added stress at the moment. Derek ended up going to bed early. He had made sure to keep the bathroom door shut and all the lights on. Derek woke up Tuesday morning with a slight headache. He jumped out of bed to run and turn off the air conditioner. He usually didn't leave it running all night long. Now he was standing there in nothing but a pair of boxer shorts, freezing his butt off. He ran back over to the bed and got into it until it got warm. Derek laid there thinking about how he could get his friend a job. He felt bad for thinking about firing Bill for no good reason at all. It was about 8 in the morning when Derek finally went to the cemetery. He was glad the sun was out and it was a lot warmer. He noticed a couple of ladies walking, each one by themselves. Derek sat down at the workbench once he was inside the maintenance building. He didn't know how he was going to spend his time this morning. He knew that he didn't need to go around looking for trash, and the grass wouldn't need mowed for a couple of days. Then somehow a crazy idea crept into his mind. He thought about going down the path and finding out why Charlie was down there. Derek got up and walked outside of the maintenance building. He looked around, and he only seen one lady walking around, and he figured that she would be leaving pretty soon. Derek lit up a cigarette and started walking towards the path. He couldn't believe how peaceful the cemetery was this morning. After a little bit of walking, he noticed that he was the only one left in the cemetery. Derek didn't mind being alone today. He wasn't getting any kind of weird feelings at all. Derek did get a little nervous once he got to the chain that hung over the path. He was scared that he might run into Charlie again. "Don't freak out," Derek said to himself. He was just going to take a peaceful walk down the path. Derek stopped by the tunnel first. He was sure that was where Charlie had been. He noticed that Charlie had moved some of the tree limbs around. Derek looked around for the cigarette butts, but he didn't see any. He figured Charlie had picked them up. After 10 minutes of standing there looking around, he still had no clue what Charlie was doing down on the path. The only thing that he could see that was out of place were the tree limbs. And it wasn't very many tree limbs. He wondered if Charlie had gone farther down the path. "I must be crazier than the old man," Derek said to himself as he started walking. He didn't know whether he was doing the right thing or not. He was going to walk farther down the path. He didn't understand why he was so intrigued by what Charlie had been doing down on the path. Once he got around the curve of the path, he just kept walking. He felt like it was just any other day. He wasn't getting any kind of weird feeling. He even thought about the crypt. He hadn't been to the crypt since he had the dream where he thought he'd seen Charlie standing in front of the crypt. He thought that Charlie might have went to the crypt. He didn't know what reason Charlie would have to go to it, but there was a possibility. He figured he had gone too far to chicken out now. Once he got to the crypt, he could tell that Charlie had not been there. He could tell that nobody had been there. If anything, the path looked like it had more weeds on it. Derek did notice something a little different about the crypt. He thought that he could see a little bit of its top. Some of the dirt seemed to be missing. Derek knew that there hadn't been enough rain, or it hadn't even rained hard enough to wash away all that dirt. As he stood there and thought about it, he heard something. It was something that was over the hillside in the cemetery. It was a vehicle, and somebody was laying on the horn. It made him jump at first. "Who the fuck is blowing on their goddamn horn?" Derek said aloud. Derek looked at the hillside, and he thought that he could actually climb up it. He didn't want to walk the whole entire path just to get to the cemetery. He wanted to know who was laying on their horn, and why. "That asshole better be gone when I get up there," Derek said. "Bring him to us," a woman's voice cried. Derek jumped and turned around. His legs got weak and about gave out when he saw her. She was standing on the path wearing her white blouse and pink skirt. Kathy Miller was standing on the path staring right at him, and once again he couldn't move. "Bring him to us," the spirit of Kathy Miller cried out. The spirit pointed up to the hillside. "Bring him to us." I don't," Derek started, but he couldn't get it out. Derek looked up at the hillside, then he looked back at Kathy Miller. And he said, "I don't think I want this job anymore. I'm sorry." Derek quickly took off up the hillside, his feet slipping in the dirt. He was freaking out worse than he was at the motel when she was in his bathroom. Someone was still blowing on their horn, and he had Kathy Miller's ghost right behind him. He looked back as he was climbing up the hillside, and he noticed that Kathy Miller was getting closer to him. Derek had somehow made it up the hillside. Derek almost ran into a tombstone that was very close to the edge of the hillside. Sweat was pouring all over him. It was getting into his eyes, making his eyes burn. The heat and the blood running through his body was making him feel sick. "Hey!" somebody yelled from a distance. The voice had taken Derek off guard. He had been looking at the tombstone that he had almost run into, and he finally looked up to see who was yelling at him. It was Bill Jones, and he didn't look like he was in a good mood. Bill was only wearing blue jeans and tennis shoes. He wasn't dressed as though he was coming to work. Bill kept looking over his shoulder like somebody was following him. Derek didn't see no one else in the cemetery. Only Kathy Miller on the other side of the hillside. "We gotta talk," Bill said. Bill asked Derek where Derek was when he first came into the cemetery. Bill didn't see Derek anywhere. Derek just looked at Bill with a blank look on his face. Derek wondered if Bill seen Kathy Miller. How could he not see Kathy? "Was that you going nuts on the horn?" Derek asked. Bill answered yes, and he acted as though he was still waiting on Derek to answer his question about where Derek was when he had first come into the cemetery. Bill told Derek that he'd had a rough couple of days. "Join the club," Derek said. "I think we made a big mistake," Bill said. Bill did not have to explain to Derek what he was talking about. Derek already knew Bill was talking about opening up Kathy Miller's casket. Derek couldn't believe that Bill was having problems too. I mean, he should, because it was his ideal. "Why you say that?" Derek said. Derek wanted to know what Bill had to say. He wanted to know what was going on with Bill and what Kathy Miller was doing to him. And why didn't Bill see Kathy Miller at the cemetery at this moment? Bill explained to Derek that something's been messing with his head. He made Derek promise not to tell anyone what he was about to tell Derek. It took Derek a moment, but he had promised that he wouldn't tell anybody. Bill dropped the tough guy act. Bill acted as though he was trying to get the courage up to say what he needed to say. "I think I've seen a ghost," Bill said. Bill explained that he thought that he was seeing something at least twice a day. What Bill was saying surprised Derek. Derek didn't see Kathy Miller that much. Was he seeing her more often because it was his ideal to open up the casket? Bill asked Derek if Derek had experienced anything like it. Derek lied. "No, I haven't," Derek said. "Are you sure?" Bill asked. "No, I haven't," Derek replied. Then Bill looked at Derek. "You've been acting a little funny too here lately." And Derek got mad. "I think you just need to fucking go home and relax," Derek said. Bill didn't take too kindly to this. "I think you need to quit telling me what to do," Bill said. Bill took a step forward and got up in Derek's face. "You're not in charge of me yet," Bill said. Kathy Miller's voice came out of nowhere. "Bring him to us," she said. Without thinking about it, Derek pulled back and punched Bill in the jaw. He had hit Bill harder than he had hit anyone ever in his life. Bill had stumbled backwards and he tripped onto a smaller tombstone. When he hit the ground, he rolled a little bit. Derek stepped towards him and Bill started to roll, trying to get away from Derek. And Bill rolled over the hillside. Once he rolled over the hillside, Bill wouldn't stop rolling. He started to yell for help. Derek tried to move to go help Bill, but Derek's body wouldn't move. He wanted to make sure Bill was all right. Derek had not meant to hit Bill. He didn't know what happened. He didn't know why he lost control over himself. As Bill rolled down the hillside, he hit his head on a tree, which brought Bill's body to a stop. Derek's body just stood there motionless. He couldn't even think straight. It was like he was watching television or something. He was watching, and his body did whatever it wanted to do, as if somebody had control over him. Whatever it was controlling Derek's body brought a smile to his face as he looked at Bill lying on the hillside. Blood was covering Bill's forehead. Blonde hair was even stained with blood. Dirt was all over his bare chest and blue jeans. Bill laid there motionless, knocked unconscious from the tree. When Bill's body started to move, that's when Derek started down the hillside. Derek couldn't stop himself because he had absolutely no control over what he was doing. He was having a hard time thinking about anything. It was like Derek's mind only wanted to look at things, but not process anything. All he could do was watch his body carry out the movements. Bill had started to come to his senses by the time Derek got to him. Bill just stared up at Derek with a confused look on his face. Derek looked down at him. Derek didn't speak. He did feel the smile on his face. Bill reached out for Derek's help, but gave up when there was no helping hand reaching back. "Bring him to us," Kathy Miller said. Derek looked over at the path. Kathy Miller was standing there like she was motioning for Derek. "Bring him to us." Bill looked at Derek amazed. "So you have seen the bitch," Bill said. Derek heard what Bill said, but he kept his eyes on Kathy. Derek would have started crying from terror if his body would have let him. Derek only felt total helplessness. "What the hell's wrong with you?" Bill said. Bill tried to scoot away from Derek. Derek's head snapped down at Bill, like whatever it was controlling him wanted him to watch what was about to happen. Derek's foot pulled back and kicked Bill in the head as Bill was trying to get up. Bill's head went back and blood went in the air. And Bill started to roll down the hillside again. Bill rolled right on top of the crypt that wasn't covered with dirt anymore. Bill's body didn't stop, though. He rolled right over the edge of the cliff and landed on the path right in front of the crypt entrance. Derek's body started down the hillside. His eyes were allowing him to see what was happening, but his mind wouldn't process anything. Derek's mind would not even let him freak out over what he had just done to Bill Jones. Something was blocking Derek's thoughts. Derek was not the type of person to just snap and do this to somebody. Derek had come to a stop next to Bill's body. Bill was bleeding a lot more now, and his body was completely still. Bill wasn't dead, but he was close to it. It was a good thing that he was unconscious, or he would have been in a lot of pain. The fall had broken one of Bill's legs, one of Bill's wrist, and a couple of ribs. "Bring him to us," Kathy Miller said. Derek turned and he faced Kathy. "Bring him to us," Kathy repeated. Derek walked over to Bill's feet and bent down to grab a hold of his ankles. Derek turned Bill onto his back and started dragging Bill by the ankles. All that Derek could see was Kathy Miller motioning for him. She would appear farther up the path whenever it seemed that Derek got close to her. She was motioning for him each time she reappeared. Kathy was leading Derek to the tunnel. Kathy Miller finally reappeared in front of the tunnel entrance. Bill was somehow regaining consciousness. Derek just kept pulling Bill by the ankles like he didn't even notice. Kathy Miller started pointing to the tunnel entrance, which no longer was blocked off. Derek just pulled Bill towards the tunnel. Bill started making muffling sounds because he was trying to scream. Derek's body somehow started crunching down on its own to make it through the tunnel. Derek didn't know how his body was bending like it was as he went through the tunnel with Bill. Derek's body finally straightened up after they were 3 feet inside of the tunnel. Then Derek continued to pull Bill for another 10 feet. The tunnel was pitch black, but Derek was able to see clearly. Bill was finally able to scream, but he didn't have enough strength to free himself. Derek's mind didn't even allow him to think about his assistant, who was in intense pain. Kathy Miller appeared in front of Derek, which made Derek stop. Kathy pointed down at Bill. "Bring him to us." Derek dropped Bill's feet. Bill let out a scream when his feet hit the ground hard. With a blank expression on his face, Derek brought his foot up, and then he brought it down on Bill's head. Bill tried to grab Derek's leg, but it didn't help. Derek's foot quickly went up again and dealt a final hard blow to Bill's throat. Derek stood motionless over Bill's lifeless body. Kathy Miller was gone. Derek's body finally started walking out of the tunnel. His senses started coming back to him the closer he got to the tunnel entrance. Tears started to roll out of his eyes as his mind started to comprehend what had just happened. Derek wanted to run out of the tunnel, but his legs kept the same slow pace. He even felt his body contort itself to make it through the tunnel entrance. Derek was practically crawling out of the tunnel. Derek got dizzy when he was just about out of the tunnel. He got full control over his body back as soon as he was fully out of the tunnel. That's when Derek fainted and went face first into the ground. If you want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook, then head over to barnesandnobles.com and check out Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within, Part 1 by William Swofford. This ebook will give you more details into the story that is called Mount Hill Cemetery. So please go to barnesandnobles.com, check out Mount Hill Cemetery, The World Within by William Swofford. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and share it and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. This podcast and music was written and performed by William Swofford.